Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and Fabito Adam Jones with us. 617-779-0985. Quarterback questions. First, Kevin in Cambridge. What is your quarterback issue here today, Kevin?
It's the unequal protection of quarterbacks. If you saw the Cardinals-Cowboy game,
yeah,
when Andy Dalton was grabbed in the end zone and was almost a safety,
yeah,
he was spun around and they just let the play go. He was able to throw the ball away, and he wasn't called for safety. But in the Pats game against the Chiefs,
yep,
when Patrick Mahomes was grabbed for a shorter period of time and lost the ball,
yep,
the ball never touched the ground, and it should have been an interception,
mm-hmm,
for a touchdown, they call that dead.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I don't know what the answer is. You're absolutely right.
I can tell you.
Different quarterbacks get treated differently, and if it had happened to, I don't know about Tom Brady now. I haven't watched enough of the games to see how the calls are going for Tom and Tampa Bay. But had someone done that to Brady while he's with the Patriots, they'd probably just put him in jail.
Did you see the end of the Newton run?
Yeah.
The 38-yarder he had? He got hit a good 3 yards out of bounds by the second defender that got over there. It didn't seem like it in real time, but you watch a replay from the end zone. He gets hit outside the white.
Yeah, if that were Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson, do they get treated differently?
Like,
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But again,
I think it's Cruz too. I think it's more Cruz. Like Tony Corrente was the guy on the Chiefs Pats game, and I just think, you know, he's going to call it a certain way, and other guys just let him play. I think the younger officials let him play.
But I'd agree with what Hardy said. It's like you just had Tom Brady getting all those flag calls for years and years and years and years and years. So
I don't know that Kevin was, but he wasn't making it like Patriot specific.
Mm.
He was bringing up two other examples.
Watch him get hit here. You see, he's good 3 steps off the white.
I thought that should have been a flag. Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to give him, another yard inside the five though? I mean,
but then again, just I'm not to paint Patriots fans with a broad brush, but then you got to pick: are they babying Patrick Mahomes, or do you want the flag called on Cam Newton?
Like, I want Mahomes clean in the league. I want the good quarterbacks protected. I mean, that's part of it. You can bitch during a broadcast about it, but ultimately they're going to protect these guys.
This guy,
it's I understand
protect
it.
The quarterbacks, he says.
Right.
Put a skirt on him, he says.
Yeah. TJ in the car. What's up, TJ?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey.
Zoe, I just had a question about quarterback development. Mm. With all the running quarterbacks in the league, and, you know, that's kind of their bread and butter, Lamar Jackson. Do you think that those guys just don't have the ability to throw, or is that just when they're younger, they just tell them to run and don't worry about developing your arm?
I just think he's such a freak in nature that I don't know how you keep the running part of it out of it for him.
Like, he can throw, too.
You ever watch him in Louisville?
Oh, my God.
He threw for like 400 a game at Louisville. I remember talking to John Robinson when Robinson was here. He was so excited to go scout Jackson at Louisville because he's like, he's the next great thing. And, you know, he was a scout for the Patriots at this time, and then now he's running the Tennessee Titans. You know, I think it's dependent on what's the player like. Like, now I think Mahomes is starting to understand.
Yeah, and
third down, I could make some damage with my legs in man-to-man.
Yeah,
that's a problem for teams.
And look, you don't want a guy who's like panics and runs. You don't want that. But if a guy is a running Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, you're a guy who you're going to run but keep your head up. And if the defense sucks up to, yeah. to come, you know, try to tackle you if you're going to break off a long run, then you keep your eyes up and make a play downfield. I think a lot of these younger quarterbacks can do that. So I don't think they're like they're run first or run only guys. I think that's the big difference from maybe some waves of these yeah. quarterbacks we've seen in the past. I think a lot of that is because that's how the game's played in college, and that's the pool you're selecting for.
It's that shotgun, pistol, RPO stuff. But like Cam's best thing is running.
Yeah.
So here's a problem I think that's starting to develop here. They haven't scored in the first quarter in three games. Like three out of four games, they haven't scored in the first quarter. So you look at a team like Baltimore. Baltimore's great when you score first. They're a front-running team.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them again. They got in trouble last year when they had to come back. You know, you look at that playoff game, and you know they're not a good comeback
team.
The
Chiefs game.
I don't think our offense and our skill set, we're not a good comeback team here. You look at the Seattle game. McCourty gets a pick six. Bang. You're up 7-0 on the road. Now we can open it up a little bit. I think the offense runs better when with a lead here, if it makes any sense. But I don't want to resort into a Baltimore type offense where we're going to run it, and we're good when we're in front of people, but we're not a great company.
I'd take the Baltimore offense over what we saw last week. I'd take that offense.
Oh God, yeah.
So I mean, you might have to win that way, and if that's how you can win, I don't mind playing it that way. But no, ideally, like philosophically, I wouldn't want to be that kind of team. But that's kind of the corner they painted themselves into.
Let's get to Jake in Boston talking about Bill Belichick. What's up, Jake?
Boy, I'm going to address Tim in Londonderry, who went after me for like a minute yesterday and then whined about Bill's drafting.
I wouldn't even bother with it. I would just get to your other point.
But we're on the same team. Like, the difference is twofold. I ask why Bill can't draft, and I use technology to make my case. And it's okay if you don't know tech. Neither do most of the journalists who cover sports in this town either. But if we want to talk about Bill's draft, Bill is falling into traps of history that literally date back to Adam and Eve. Like, you haven't drafted a Pro Bowler since Linda moved in. You have your kids running the defense. Nepotism is a consistent failure throughout history. Like, Bill's got kids. Like, if Stevie Belichick doesn't run afoul of Malcolm Butler, the Patriots win Super Bowl 52. So these kind of things, they matter, Tim. They matter. Do some research. Don't be afraid to get investigative. And, you know, you'll find some answers, like why Bill hasn't drafted a Pro Bowler since 2012 and why he's getting his butt kicked in by a mediocre team because he doesn't know how to manage today's modern athlete. Guys, this isn't hard. So I got you to admit that the 97 through 2000 Patriots were Pete Carroll letting you guys run the asylum. If we had social media, obviously we know what happened. So, guys, this kind of stuff matters. Tim, I love you, bud, but you're wrong.
All right, thanks, Jake. All right, thank you. You know, it does bring us to something relating to the Julio Jones conversation that we didn't get a chance to get to earlier, and I don't have it here in front of me. Maybe one of you guys do. It's it was an excerpt.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, go ahead, Jones. Tell us exactly what this is here.
Well, this is from Michael Holley's book, The War Room, I believe it was that book. He's written a few. But, you know, since Julio Jones is on the block, what?
No, Zoe is just kind of settling in for this because this kind of hurts.
Just bracing yourself.
This hurts.
Yeah, so Julio Jones.
Doug Baldwin.
Maybe not on the block. Oh, if only it were Doug Baldwin. I wish it were Doug Baldwin.
No. Who's it? Oh,
yeah.
Reed Jones.
Stay tuned. This is, again, from Michael Holley. Belichick has a good couple of reasons for his analysis that he's willing to share. He told Tom Dimitroff, the GM at the time, he wouldn't trade up for Julio Jones. Dimitroff, who's now been fired, moved up the board from like the high teens or the 20s to go get Julio Jones in the top 10, maybe top 5. He often says that the primary job of a receiver is to simply get open and catch the football, and he doesn't like what he sees from Jones in either department. He thinks the receiver struggles to get open on intermediate routes.
Right.
He looked good against Minnesota. This is just my basic scouting eye, but he looked pretty good on Sunday against Minnesota. He does not play as fast as his superb time speed suggests, and too often displays inconsistent hands. There's also the issue of value. When Belichick began studying the 2011 draft, because he studied it.
Here we go.
He really dug in and studied it. He saw great depth at the receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
Why go all out for someone like Julio Jones?
When you can likely have,
because somebody else may swoop in and get him. Somebody else may be all hot and bothered for Jonathan Baldwin, who, as far as Belichick can see, is just as good, if not better, than Julio Jones.
Now,
ouch.
Baldwin didn't have as long a career as Julio Jones. Something derailed it early. He hasn't been in the league for about 7 years, I think.
Yeah, he last played in 2013. I think he had 3 catches. Let me just get that for you again. But yeah, ask your question, Hardy.
But this isn't his fault, because there was a dust-up in the locker room with Baldwin between him and, was it Thomas Jones?
Thomas Jones.
Another Jones.
Yep.
But look, sometimes boys will be boys. You get into a fist fight, and in the case of Baldwin, sometimes it's with someone a half a foot shorter than you and 40 pounds lighter, and you break your hand anyway.
Maybe that's some of the fight Bill saw on tape. Maybe Bill saw the competitive edge from Baldwin, and it played itself out in the locker room. I'll say this. I've said this before. If Bill executes a trade for Julio Jones, the league should give him Jonathan Baldwin in return. They should be like, whoops, sorry. Here's Jonathan Baldwin. You traded for Julio Jones, but you actually get Jonathan Baldwin instead.
Here's a little gift. You like him better.
They're basically the same. Baldwin may even be a little bit better. So I actually don't think Bill should be allowed to trade for Julio Jones. But if he does execute a trade for him, you should get Jonathan Baldwin instead based on that horrible scouting report, which, why can't they get receivers? Why can't they find a wide receiver? Why does Bill look at it and say, that N'Keal Harry, good speed. Nice hands, like the way he separates on intermediate routes.
Yeah.
But then he looks at Julio Jones and he's like, bum. Like, maybe that's why they can't draft wide receivers.
Are we going to do the Ayuk comparison this week, too? Like that,
Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah. Like, Ayuk played at Arizona State with...
they were on the same team, yes.
Playmaker, make a play.
I just don't know how that exists in the same coach, in the same person, where you don't see the talent in Julio Jones, and you say those things that you don't like about him, but then you go ahead and draft N'Keal Harry.
Right, imagine watching Julio Jones and be like, bad hands, can't separate, slow. And then looking at N'Keal Harry. Get me N'Keal Harry. Aaron Dobson, what a separator. Hands soft as a baby's bottom.
Buddy Farnham like hands.
Oh, Buddy Farnham.
Soft hands.
Farnham, I barely even know him.
All right.
So when it comes to his receiver scouting, I think that right there in a nutshell is the problem. You look at Julio Jones, you say bad player.
There's another problem that I don't even know how you contend with this. I don't know how you fight against it. There is a witch, or I believe the male equivalent would be a Wiccan in the NFL.
A warlock, maybe.
And he is in many ways conspiring against you and your teams right now. It's someone that you know very well. We'll tell you who it is and why somebody at least thinks that. And I'm on board with this theory coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
What the hell is this?
What is this?
You know this song.
How dare you?
Wow, you know the lyrics.
I'm so far away.
something something. I thought he was coming in there.
They're local, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to get into something here. And by the way, Jones, you're absolutely right. Male Witch is a warlock.
Thank you.
I think Wicca is more about the belief system. And Wiccan would be a believer in that. But if you're talking about the male equivalent of a witch, thank you to the people on Twitter who pointed that out
you
also.
You believe in witches?
Sure.
Like cauldrons and
yeah,
all
I don't
that?
Feel, I don't feel as strongly about as I do about aliens. But yeah, sure. Witches, sure.
That's why I don't want, I really don't want to, like, my kids want to, like, do the Salem thing and all that. Like, I don't want to do that at Halloween. I don't need to take in any of those bad vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you saw what happened in Hocus Pocus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you get the ring and the roses and all that crap. Or am I thinking of another movie?
I think you're thinking of another movie.
The one with Sandra Bullock. She was the...
That's The Craft. No, that's not The Craft. That's...
That was a good movie. His sister killed what she...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The Nicole Kidman
Strange,
was his
Strange Magic? Something like that?
Magic Brew.
No.
Brewed Magic. God dang it, Jones.
I know what you're talking about.
Strange Brew?
Strange
it's not Strange Brew. No, it's not Strange Brew.
Brewski.
Punky Brewster?
No. God dang it.
Monty Brewster.
Hocus Pocus, though. Goat Halloween movie.
Brewster's Millions. That's what you're
thinking Brewster's
of.
Millions. Yep, that was it. That was it. Uh-huh.
The Hackensack Bulls.
I thought, imagine if Linda were on Brewster's Millions. Easy. Easy. Wouldn't even be a movie.
Be over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be a preview is what that would be.
But I have to spend $30 million in 30 days?
Yeah, done.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you can't have anything to show for it.
Yep, charge it.
Okay. That's, no assets. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Where's an ass?
What?
You said no assets.
Yeah, what was that Sandra Bullock movie?
Bewitched.
Practical Magic.
No, it was
Practical
not Bewitched.
Practical Magic.
Bewitched.
Practical Magic.
Practical Magic.
Yep, Anthony sent that one in on Twitter. That's it.
Tom, why are you texting me? You could just say it in my ear.
Bunch of Practical Magic.
He told me 10 times. I just wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't say it to you because I didn't want you to say it on the air. Oh. So he texted it to you.
Oh, the reason for all the witch talk is because Feidelberg at Fights Barstool, and now he didn't come up with this. This was Brock Jersey who sent this to him. A very simple title, Tom Brady is a Witch. And he put together a very colorful graphic that shows years, where Tom Brady lived, the sports teams there, and what they did while Tom Brady lived there. You were the 70s in San Francisco, 49ers, starting with 1979 when Joe Montana was drafted. Super Bowl appearances, the Oakland A's in the World Series in 89, so on and so forth. While he was at Michigan.
Those aren't appearances. Those are all championships.
Championships. Jesus. Thank you. While he was at Michigan, he uses the Detroit sports teams as the closest geographically.
Look at that Boston.
The Red Wings win the conference. They win back-to-back Stanley Cups. Michigan wins the national championship. The Red Wings win another Stanley Cup right as he's leaving to go to Boston. And we all know about the years in Boston, Patriots, 6 Super Bowl championships, Red Sox breaking the curse, winning that World Series, and then winning 3 more on top of it.
Oh, my God.
The Celtics winning the NBA championship, the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup and going back to another Stanley Cup or two while they're there. The Celtics had another NBA championship appear. And now that he has gone to Tampa Bay, the Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. Minutes after he gets there, the Rays are in the World Series, and the Bucks are looking pretty good. What other explanation do you have other than witchcraft?
He's good?
No, not he's good. Tom Brady has nothing to do with the Red Wings
or
the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm. It's the ability to lift a city.
It's the ability. And how does one lift a city while sitting in a rented home? On a canal.
Warlock spell.
Warlock spell. Thank you, Jones. Finally, somebody on board seeing the obvious.
Tale of a newt. Dead man's toe.
Toad.
Toad.
A dead man's toad. Yeah, this guy had a pet toad. He died. This is his toad.
Frog insurance. Frog insurance. Dead man's toe. Yeah, so that's how he does it.
It is remarkable, though. Where Tom Brady lives, there's a lot of championships.
I do. I hate to be the rainy cloud here.
What?
Does Tom Brady not own property in New York?
He didn't live there.
They didn't do a lot of winning in New York while Tom was living there. Now, did they?
But he didn't live there. Where did he get his mail? Where did the big wide flyer come?
Oh, that's a good question.
Brookline. That showed up in the mailbox right there.
Yep. Good point. Irrefutable evidence. I can't argue with that.
Mr. and Mrs. B, mail here. Mail, Mr. Farmer.
Milk delivery, and the mail's out front.
Right.
You think he had a milk box? There's no way he had a milk box.
Did Brady have a milk box?
Yeah, he never had a milk box.
No, he had a concussion water box.
Did you ever get the milk box?
In Vermont? Yes, actually, we genuinely did, yes. Huh?
Then we started ordering like other stuff off it, like the bread, the eggs, the meat. And I'm like, then it got weird.
What was weird about it?
Like, I just wanted the milk.
We just got milk, yeah.
She told me it's going to just be milk. Then it started being everything.
Well, did they start bringing other stuff without you asking for it?
Overpriced bacon.
Because that would be weird. If they just started bringing you...
Just go to the store and buy the bacon cheaper.
Fresh slaughtered bacon without you asking for it. I agree, that would be weird.
Here's a question. Who is the... Is Brady the warlock or is it Alex?
Well, was Alex with him in San Francisco? Was Alex with him in Ann Arbor?
Yep. Stupid question, Jones. Dumb question. What stupid idiot, Jones. Good point.
What do you call a warlock's apprentice? We need somebody who's into Dungeons and Dragons or something to tell us the...
Oh, I thought this was like a knock-knock joke. This is, what do you call a warlock's apprentice?
A witch bitch. That's my witch bitch.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Witch bitch instead of a Fitbit.
It's close. There's something there. We're workshopping it. Yeah. Live on the air.
Yep. Jeremy Conley at night has been referring to this as the Tampa Slam is what he's been referring to it as. Only three teams can win, but the potential of the Tampa Slam.
It's a shame they don't have a hoop team. They'd be in it too.
Yep. Do they have an MLS team? I think they do.
We'll watch that, Jones.
I don't know where they are in the standings, though.
Orlando FC.
That would be the closest.
It's close.
Or is it Real Orlando, maybe? Out there on the pitch? With the old onion bag, putting up clean sheets.
Excuse me,
which I think happened during our interview earlier today.
Just looking to see. I don't know. I don't know that it really counts outside of hockey, baseball.
Oh yeah,
I
didn't see a lot of MLS titles.
No,
up there.
Yeah, no. So true. That yeah. we're not even counting that.
Tampa Slam.
It's not in the mix. It's not bad. How would you guys feel about them pushing? Let's just take this step by step. Adding a couple of weeks onto the NFL regular season in case there are more positive tests and they're not able to reschedule some of these games. Would you be okay with adding a week or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Jones?
Yeah, I think
it's not the football season, Jones.
I think the week 18 thing is pretty good, to be honest. Like, you could treat it like baseball. At the end of the year, if the games don't matter, don't play them. You know, it's
– yeah.
Bills and, I don't know, somebody else terrible.
It's going to be interesting to see how they treat
Bills,
the Super Bowl.
Not Bills. Jets, Bengals or something like that at the end of the year. Don't play that game. But if it matters, then you have that game to decide playoff seeding or even better, like who's in and who's out. That's basically a playoff game for the NFL's purposes, ratings purposes, people watching, eyeballs on the sport, people talking about the sport. So I think that would be a win-win. I don't think they're going to do it, but if you're asking me personally if I would be on board with it, yeah.
Tampa had a pretty good mix of fans there, and it was noticeable on Sunday. I just wonder how this thing's going to trend, and what's this Super Bowl going to look like?
Well, that's what it amounts to in how far out can they push the Super Bowl? There's somebody talking about it. Kind of sounds like with knowledge of the situation, like maybe it's already been talked about in terms of how far out they could push the Super Bowl. We'll tell you who. We'll tell you what they said after Adam Jones and his Hub headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
The Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Let him sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense. No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You ever see Paul Blart, Mall Cop Jones?
I saw Paul Blart 2. I missed the first one.
Paul Blart 2 is pretty good. That's when he went to the casino, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen either of them. I was just.
They did the karaoke.
You got
this.
Me. I've been exposed.
In the first one.
They did
one.
This song?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fraud.
Yeah, you caught me.
That's you.
You're not a Kevin James fan?
I actually don't. I know that.
I think he's hysterical.
I know people poo-poo King of Queens. I like King of Queens.
Okay.
King of Queens good.
Just from a solidarity standpoint,
King of Queens funny.
Maz hates him, so I have to hate him. He was a big time Maz.
Big time Maz.
Where is that at?
Is Maz out there?
Didn't you guys have an intern that got to ask?
Oh yeah,
Kevin
it
James
was his
a question.
Hero. Yeah,
we need to find a friend. I believe Kevin James big time them at Radio Row.
Who was that slappy intern we had? Like just enamored with Kevin James.
I like King of Queens. I'm not going to lie.
And then you know what we did? We put him on. We're like, you
not
know
ashamed
what?
To admit it. You can ask anything you want.
I think he's funny in Grown Ups.
He was the intern that said he was legally obese.
Oh, that guy.
Oh.
Let me ask you something about
King. They all were.
Let me ask you something about King of Queens then.
Huh?
A believable marriage between Kevin James and Leah Remini?
Yeah, he's a funny guy. She's got a nice sense of humor. I think she can see it for what it is. He's got a good job.
So what happened at Radio Row? Maz just said, hey, there's Kevin James. I want to talk to him. And he just got big-timed?
Kevin James, big-time you guys on Radio Row. Is that why you don't like Kevin James? Pretty much. I think he sat down with him, but he was a jerk. He was like,
ooh.
Exactly. Maz just showed the double freedom rockets for what he thinks about Kevin
that's
James.
That's Maz's
Kevin, we have an intern here. Anthony, the intern. And when he heard that you were coming on today, he's all geeked up. All geeked up that you're coming on. He's a huge fan of yours. So we are letting Anthony make his radio debut right here to ask you a question. He's going to
ask. I love it.
All right. So Anthony, the intern, the floor is yours, buddy. Ask Kevin James what you're going to ask him.
Kevin
Anthony,
James,
nice
what's up?
Or nice to talk to you, buddy.
What's up, Kevin?
Speak up. Not you, Kevin, him.
Speak right into that microphone.
Talk to the mic.
What's up, Kevin?
Anthony, good job so far, by the way.
Thanks. All right, so first of all, I just have to say I'm a big fan of yours. I love you and the King of Queens.
Good start.
Oh, so my question is it true? Are you a fan of the New York Jets?
Unfortunately, it is true.
His candor. Kevin, you're an absolute caution. You're giving me the vapors. Your wit, the timing of your response.
How
you can't teach that.
How these 20-year-old kids get so doughy?
I don't.
Like seriously,
who are you talking about, Kevin James?
No, all their interns are like they're doughy. Muffin ass was he was
Muffin,
doughy.
The intern that we affectionately called Muffin
drums.
Ass.
The kid that played the drums.
I was my
doughy. Oh no, he was slim.
I was my.
No,
he
wasn't.
He was lean.
I was
kid?
My doughiest in my early 20s.
The BC
by
kid?
Far my doughiest in the early in yeah. my early 20s.
Will the frisbee thrower? He was
lean.
He was different, but he was lean. He wore skinny jeans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably you know. You're in college. You drink and you eat like crap.
Right.
Well, that's why you're doughy.
So with the notion of adding weeks on to the end of the NFL season, this was on a virtual pep rally for the Green Bay Packers, I believe. Packers president Mark Murphy said that because of the pandemic, this is a quote, we could move the Super Bowl back as far as 4 weeks. Obviously, we'd prefer not to do that, but you do have that flexibility if we run into a certain number of outbreaks with different teams or we have to kind of move the schedule back. Right now, Super Bowl is scheduled for February 7th. Exactly 4 weeks later is March 7th. That would be the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
March 7th Super Bowl.
On school vacation.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Nothing other than book it right now. He's out there saying, as the Packers president, that there's obviously been talks 4 weeks, March 7th. Based on how things are going, just plan right now for a March 7th Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yep.
Or
4 more weeks. 4 more weeks. four more weeks.
Or they could have looked ahead as to where there's not going to be conflicts with the stadium and the city in housing, not housing, but hotel space.
Yeah, yeah, all the concerts coming in to Raymond James Stadium.
No, but I mean, there's got to be reasons to where, okay, we're going to pull city permits for this, that, or the other. Like, they have to look logistically at it. What's the max we could probably move it to? And it might be 4 weeks out. So it could be from 1 to 4 weeks we can move that thing to. After 4 weeks, then it can't move. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm not married to the idea of a Super Bowl in January, February, anything like that. I really don't care. I'm just saying that a lot of time
to practice there.
Well, if,
so that'd be, I'm sure Bill's all for it. A lot of time to practice.
If a team executive is saying it out loud, that means it's been talked about to the point where it's a real possibility. And based on how things are going right now, I'd say it's a probability. They're going to need all the time they can get.
It'd be the perfect year to go 8-8, be out of the playoffs, and get that massive jump on all those other teams that are going deep into the playoffs with those runs.
Oh, yeah. I heard everybody said last year when the Patriots get eliminated early, look out for Bill in the draft.
Well, you got Duggar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have him.
Owenu.
Owenu. Yeah.
Hey, he's been good. The kicker, nice pick.
That was 2 years ago.
Nope.
That draft class 2 years ago was pretty damn good.
That was this year.
That was this year. Rohrwasser?
Oh, I thought you meant
the punter?
The punter.
Yeah. I meant the kicker.
Rohrwasser. Mm-hmm. Before we get to today's takeaways.
The tight ends, good.
Tight ends.
This is CBS Boston says the morning rush hour on Massachusetts highways, unlikely to return to pre-COVID crowds until at least 2024. What?
Nice.
2024. Drivers may not get back into the regular routines if working from home remains common. This is according to the Department of Transportation and their projections. Zoe?
I love the 35-minute commute. It's great.
Is that all it takes you?
With this, yeah. Now, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Today was the first day in the rain, and coming in a little bit earlier that I had to get off and do the normal
Granite
route. I did the Granite Ave exit today, but I haven't had to do the Milton cut through since this whole thing started.
I haven't either.
Not
nice.
Once.
Nice.
Knock on wood.
2024.
I'll take that. I'll take that right now.
What's that gonna do like to the T though? Like people don't, you're not gonna take public transportation in. Like if people are trained to work at home now, you know?
Yeah.
Business are gonna cut back. What are you gonna do, raise the T prices? Well, poor T-Bone. He rides train.
He hasn't been.
Plenty of time to fix it.
Oh, plenty of time
that's
to
true.
Fix it. Yeah.
Officials have been hopeful that ridership patterns will start trending upward next year.
Oh, do they?
They could use some practice. They could use some practice time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at Monday's meeting, the agency said fare revenue assumptions built into the 21 budget adopted in May were, quote, too optimistic. So,
you're red train.
Do I ever ride the T?
Have you ridden the T?
Yeah,
I've ridden
the T. Yes, of course. I didn't have a car in Boston until when I was still working at the Sports Hub the first time. I didn't have a car in Boston.
Wow. You're like Sean Silver, bike.
How old are you?
I am 36.
Oh my God,
30 years here. I've never ridden the
T.
Never ridden it.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend starting now, but you're really missing out.
Imagine me on the T, staring at people.
No, you don't. Yeah, that's rule number one. You just eyes down or eyes forward.
Yeah, last thing I would ever do is make contact with anybody or make eye contact.
I rode a train in Denver. It was fun. It was brand new. Me and Sosie.
Was it a choo-choo train or was it a commuter train?
People mover. Commuter. In and out. It was great.
Like a trolley?
No, it was a speed train right in. Boom. Then we figured out you could swipe the thing and you didn't have to pay the second. Like,
nice.
They don't really take your ticket.
We have one
charge. They charge Bob the full rate?
Bob and I paid the full rate the first day, then Bob paid the second day. I didn't pay, but I'm like, hey, I got on, no problem.
All that all sounds right. I believe it sounds like a very believable story.
Were you insinuating that Sosie would get a child fare?
That's well, yeah, yes. Was that?
That was wrong,
Jim.
Should we do the takeaways?
Yeah.
We don't have much, but we can start.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
No, I got more stuff.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give. We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Sample how tasty losing weight can actually be with Awaken 180 approved freshly prepared meals at all Roach Brothers and Brothers Marketplace locations. Weight loss is never bland with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right, so we started the show today here on Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle Out. Jones was in. We thought this would be a good opportunity to revisit one of Jones' favorite subjects over the last year or so, and that's the Mookie Betts trade. We didn't really even have to do much of the heavy lifting ourselves. The Fox World Series broadcast took care of that for us last night.
Dave Roberts can't talk enough about what he means to this team.
How about another hit? Red Sox fans are watching this going, hello, why did we trade this guy? How can they not afford Mookie Betts? He just turned 28, by the way, and he signed a 12 years with the Dodgers. 12.
That's a lot. That's a lot of years. But, you know, Mookie Betts. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to get at least 10 of those years pretty close to each other.
Yeah, and he's a guy that they don't worry about.
Yeah.
Not being motivated because of all the money, Kenny Rosenthal. I mean, he's been everything they could have hoped for when they gave up young players to get him, and even more.
Joe, the Red Sox are going to have to live with this for a long, long time.
Don't do it to him, Kenny.
They had opportunities to sign Betts. They tried to sign Betts. They obviously did not offer him the deal that he felt was acceptable. And, yes, they got back Alex Verdugo, and they got back Jeter Downs, an infield prospect. Yes, they created financial flexibility by also purging David Price's contract. But this is a transcendent player. He's baseball's LeBron James. I don't know that you can ever trade a player like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you can. You can.
Well, they did.
We did.
Would you do it again, John?
Yeah. Too many credit card bills every month come in. Piles and piles and piles.
You know, they mentioned David Price. I forgot that he opted out of all this. Mm. Just wasn't going to do it.
Did you see his comments? Because, like, he's around the team now. Like, they've allowed him to be around the team now. He said he doesn't regret opting out.
Well, the presence of David Price will be felt at the World Series, even without him present. He'll be jumping up and cheering, burying his head in his hands, but he won't be on the Dodgers bench because he opted out. He said, you go ahead and keep the $12 million. He thought that COVID was going to shut the sport down anyway, and he didn't want to get anybody in his family sick. So instead, he's home, and he said, this is, quote, I'm definitely missing it, but I'm at peace with my decision. What I miss the most is the competition, being in the clubhouse, being in the dugout, saying mean things about the color analyst on the Dodgers broadcast.
The video games.
Picking fights with that same person on the I'm reading more into this. That's not actually on the page. Picking someone up after a rough game or week.
This is a good part right here. Listen to this.
Having them come over to my room and forgetting baseball.
Yeah.
Let's just get away from it for a little bit.
Man.
Yeah. Play some video games, buddy. Let's take a little dance down a different world here.
Yeah. You see, I got this backpack that I carry around with me. It's got a separate little TV set in there and a separate computing machine. And this is what we video game on together, me and you, bruh. Forget about that loss.
Forget about the world.
Forget about everything.
Yeah.
Do you think he played on a laptop, or do you think he played on this? Like, did he bring a computer with him? Do you think someone actually they brought a big LCD for him to play off of? Like, carried it on road trips. Because some of those TVs in hotels, like, we've taken our kids' systems. Because, okay, hey, if we're going to go to Disney or whatever, if we're going to be there for a bunch of times, we'll take the system, like the Xbox, and we'll plug it in.
And they're not compatible?
Some of them are protected to where you can't get to the back of the TV.
Well, are you fiddling around with the backs of TVs a lot in hotel rooms?
No, but to plug in, like, an Xbox off of an HDMI, and then you don't have the ability on the TV to switch off the main remote.
And again, is this something... You do a lot?
We tried it once and it didn't work.
Okay.
You can't change the input on a TV because some of the hotel systems, they're logged in.
That probably does it all the time. He's probably listening, nodding right along now. He's like, I know that. Yeah,
we have a guy. He brought a TV with us.
We also had Stephon Gilmore on the show today. And I don't think we interrupted what he had planned. I think he just went ahead and did it anyway while he was doing the interview.
I don't know if the guys have asked you this previously, so forgive me if you've been asked this before. But it seems like this year there's been a lot of flags thrown on you this year. Is that something that you go back and you watch the tape and you agree with? Is that something where you feel like, you know, the refs maybe have a target on you? How do you feel about some of the calls that have gone against you this year? Well, he told us.
Is that the first time you've ever asked a question while somebody was taking a dump?
It's a good question.
Well, the callers like into the night show.
It's a good question. Yeah, no, we've had callers, I think. That's a good point. Yeah. Have I ever interviewed an athlete doing that? I'm not sure I have. Not many athletes are very enthused about coming on to the night show.
Well, he did it to all of us. Do you feel disrespected in any way by that, Zoe?
No, because I would do the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you're during your break time, like, we get them during their half-hour lunch.
Do you think...
You
think he
Deion
was
Lewis
like
did it a couple years ago? We just played it last week.
What?
Deion do you think Lewis he did it? Yeah. Do you think he bumped up from noon to 11:20 because he's like things are happening? He was originally supposed to be at noon. He's like, it's moving. Let's bump this interview up.
You don't want a Kramer situation where you somehow hold it back.
Yeah, no.
And then you're at the circus.
You get your own mycetisis.
You don't want to get out to practice when you get your pants on. Then you got to like.
You don't want to have to resort to the dreaded apparatus.
Then you're like George Brett. You're looking for hot towels in an elevator. You know, someone bring me some shorts.
Felger mask coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Adam, you got the phone. You're working everything. What have you heard on this?
Well, let's make it very simple. It's a hoax. It's a hack. It's not real. Right. And he's not getting traded. We keep saying it. People keep saying it's to drive up the price. It's for ulterior motives. The facts are the facts. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be on the Patriots. But we can continue to talk about it. There was another person yesterday that's connected to the organization. They said, does Cleveland realize we're not trading him, no matter how many picks it takes? Mm. One person there said, if they got four ones, they wouldn't trade him. Now, again, believe what you want to believe, and we'll continue talking about it. And when people hack into his account, it'll come up again, and it's come up again this morning, and people get heart palpitating.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.